is the Rob Carson Show. Are you ready to be podsmacked? Now, here's Rob Carson.
Episode number 113. Hello and welcome to the show. Very excited to be here. The momentum is growing. Of course, we're on TuneIn, we're on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, a bunch of different formats, and downloadable, of course. By the way, iTunes, it's the Rob Carson Show, and that way you can have it on your iPad when you go to the gym and whatnot. Lots of stuff to get to. We're going to kind of look at the Comey hearings yesterday. Six most important revelations from that. The biggest loser from it yesterday, you'll be surprised. The president, President Obama, talking badly about the current president overseas. Oh, reality winner. The woman who leaked a bunch of classified documents. We're going to get into that. Oh, there's a new sexuality. It's called the porno sexual. All right. We've got, Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning speaks for the first time since being pardoned by President Obama. An Aussie woman sells her virginity for $250,000. I'll share my thoughts on all of those things as the show progresses. Want to thank Dr. Alex Nelson for being a sponsor of the radio program. He is a chiropractor on North Congress Avenue in Kansas City, fountainoflifecairo.com. Cairo has helped me in so many ways, whether it be the compressed vertebra in my neck or my sciatic nerve in my lower back. These can be really debilitating things, and chiropractic has always worked. If you have headaches, low back pain, shoulder pain, carpal tunnel neuropathy, this will get you back to the gym. Because, you know, when you work out, you don't want to have to deal with injury or a pinched nerve because it really slows you down, all right? Call this number, 816-741-4711, 816-741-4711, or go to fountainoflifecairo.com. Also, if you're going to be hopping on an old mower this weekend that breaks down or pushing a mower, regardless of whether it's self-propelled or not, consider getting a wonderful American-made zero-turning radius lawnmower from Grass Monsters KC. They've got Dixie Choppers made in Indiana. They got Hustlers made in Kansas. The Dixie Choppers are stainless steel and black, and they are just so badass. Residential Z2, the Silver Eagle. I have one of my garage. They're incredible. And then, of course, the black and gold Hustlers, like the Fast Track, with a 4-year, 400-hour warranty, a 3-year, no-hour limit warranty on the Raptor Limited. You got to see them to believe them. GrassMonstersKC.com, 5520 Raytown Road, Raytown, Missouri. And just tell them I sent you, will you? All right, let's talk a little bit about the big Comey testimony yesterday in front of Congress. And it was interesting. It was interesting. John McCain kind of lost, and I really think it's time to be a Walmart grader. And, you know, listen, I am not an ageist. I'm not an ageist. But I'm with Congress. Have you been there forever? Go retire. You expect us to retire? You expect us to accept Social Security and Medicaid at age 65? Why do you have to stay in Congress until you're 90 years old? Same goes for Dianne Feinstein. Same goes for Nancy Pelosi. Thank God Harry Reid isn't in there anymore. This is from Breitbart. And then the reason why I'm bringing this report from Breitbart is because I agree with this columnist. The six most important revelations for me were yesterday that the Trump was not under investigation by the FBI. Now, a lot of people already knew that, but James Comey never said it publicly, which would have stopped all of this crap, this caterwauling from the left, including several congressmen, Maxine Waters, calling for Trump's impeachment because of interfering with the Russians or with the election with the Russians. All of that could have been cleared up with James Comey saying, we are not investigating the president. There's no link. James Comey leaked documents to the media. That's another big revelation. He admitted to orchestrating leaks from the investigation to the media using a network of friends, including the notes that he took with meetings with Donald Trump. That's unprofessional, and it's cowardly. The obstruction of justice case against Trump went up in smoke pretty much yesterday with regard to Trump saying that I hope that you will consider dropping this with regard to Michael Flynn. It's not forcing him to make a decision. Loretta Lynch meddled in the investigation. That's gigantic, and I've said this from the get-go because she met on a tarmac with Bill Clinton the Monday before he announced that they were not going to pursue an indictment with regard to emails in Hillary Clinton's private server, and also the fact that she had a private server, which is illegal. She talked to Jim Comey and said that don't call it an investigation, call it a matter with regard to Hillary Clinton. He said it really concerned and confused him. He was concerned and confused because he got fired. Because Donald Trump said he was doing a good job. And, you know, in the private sector, the boss never says you're doing a bad job before you get fired. James Comey, this is another revelation, sounds like a very disgruntled former employee. And I mentioned this yesterday. Comey accused President Trump and his administration of lying about him and defaming him, and more importantly, the FBI. The FBI, it made sense. You go through 14 minutes of why Hillary Clinton broke the law, and then you drop it? And there were a lot of people in the FBI who said the same thing. What the F? Also, Comey also explained that his discomfort with the president and the belief that Trump would lie to him to create... that's why he created the memo on the first meeting with Trump. And this makes no sense whatsoever. Because he meets with Loretta Lynch. She tells him to change his verbiage with regard to an investigation. And he didn't think that was strange and confusing. And he didn't write a memo then? Honestly, the Loretta Lynch, the AE, or AG, I should say. I'm thinking of account executives, radio stations. The AG approaches the FBI director. I think that's even bigger because Trump would be within his rights to pardon Michael Flynn or say, stop the investigation. I heard that yesterday from Alan Dershowitz, actually, by the way. All right? So Mark Kasowitz, lawyer for the president, yesterday held a presser, and I thought he said some pretty cool stuff. I'm going to share a few bites from this guy because he made some great points. And I think that yesterday was a nothing burger or a turd sandwich. I think it was a nothing burger with a side of turd sandwich.
Numerous false press accounts leading up to today's hearing, Mr. Comey has now finally confirmed publicly what he repeatedly told President Trump privately. That is, that the president was not under investigation as part of any probe into Russian interference. The president, Mr. Comey also admitted that there is no evidence that a single vote changed as a result of any Russian interference.
There's not one lick of evidence. There's no place that the Russians got in there. There's no server that they've mentioned. There's no location that they've mentioned. There's no local precincts that they have mentioned.
Mr. Comey's testimony also makes clear that the president never sought to impede the investigation into attempted Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Now, do you suppose that Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch talked about their grandchildren on that plane? And Loretta Lynch then said, hey, you got to call it a matter and not an investigation. I'm not thinking that meeting was about grandkids.
The president never, in form or substance, directed or suggested that Mr. Comey stop investigating anyone, including the president never suggested that Mr. Comey, quote, let Flynn go, close quote. No. As the president publicly stated the next day, he did say to Mr. Comey, quote, General Flynn is a good guy. He has been through a lot, close quote. And also, quote, asked how General Flynn is doing, close quote. Admiral Rogers testified today that the president never, quote, directed him to do anything illegal,
yeah,
immoral, unethical, or inappropriate, close quote, and never, never, quote, pressured him to do so, close.
A lot of quotes there.
Close quote. Director Coates said the same thing.
Yep.
The president likewise never pressured Mr. Comey. The president also never told Mr. Comey, quote, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty, close quote. He never said it in form, and he never said it in substance.
So that's a matter of who you going to believe. Did he say it? I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with him saying that I expect loyalty. And Comey didn't promise loyalty. Comey, his loyalty should be to the FBI. It should be to the Constitution. Donald Trump said it because that's what businessmen say. That's what businessmen say. And I'll again mention, Comey said Trump wanted a patronage relationship. That's how business works, too. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Same goes in Washington, D.C. with lawmakers and lobbyists. Give me a frickin' break.
Of course, the office of the president is entitled to expect loyalty from those who are serving the administration. And from before this, President...
Well, except for he was nominated to be FBI director by the previous administration. That's why they do 10-year terms on this, because it's not going to be just exclusively serving one commander-in-chief.
And from before this president took office to this day, it is overwhelmingly clear that there have been and continue to be those in government who are actively attempting to undermine this administration.
Including the FBI director, or the former FBI director, leaks.
With selective and illegal leaks of classified information and privileged communications.
And that's what the meetings that they had were. They were privileged communications. And he took notes, leaked them to his friends, who leaked them to the press without the opportunity for the president to object, comment, whatnot. Here's a little more from the president's lawyer, Mark Kasowitz, about leakers.
Mr. Comey has now admitted that he is one of these leakers.
I saw yesterday on Twitter that was... trending. Sarah Palin said, I have no words. And I don't either. I can't believe that this is as raw and open as it gets. We've been wondering what happens with leakers. Who are the leakers? I'm not all the experience with leakers in Washington, D.C. And now we know the FBI director has said that he leaked privileged communication between the president and he to a friend to go to the press. These leaks have got to be stopped, and some people are going to have to go to jail.
Today, Mr. Comey admitted that he unilaterally and surreptitiously made unauthorized disclosures to the press of privileged communications with the president. The leaks of this privileged information began no later than March 2017.
By the way, you do this in the private sector? You leak a conversation with your boss to whoever, and it gets out, your ass is grass. If Jim Comey thought that the president was doing something illegal, he would have told the AG, and then he would have resigned. That's just it.
When friends of Mr. Comey have stated that he disclosed to them the conversations that he had with the president during their January 27th, 2017 dinner and February 14th, 2017 White House meeting.
I don't know if this had anything to do with Comey's firing, but it should have. But we really didn't know about it until yesterday, I guess so. That's a fireable offense. He had been fired before. We found out yesterday, obviously. All right, a couple more pieces from his lawyer, then we got some other good stuff as well.
Today, Mr. Comey admitted that he leaked to friends of his purported memos of those privileged communications.
And by the way, he said yesterday that it was retaliatory because of a tweet that Trump sent out. Problem with that?
One of which, he testified, was classified. Mr. Comey also testified that immediately after he was terminated, he authorized his friends to leak the contents of those memos to the press in order to, in Mr. Comey's words, quote, prompt the appointment of a special counsel, close quote. Although Mr. Comey testified that he only leaked the memos in response to a tweet, The public record reveals that the New York Times was quoting from those memos the day before the referenced tweet.
Oh, problem. Timeline brought up problem. Finally, here is the rap from his lawyer about vindication.
As he said yesterday, the president feels completely vindicated and is eager to continue moving forward with his agenda, with the business of this country, and with this public cloud removed.
I hope this happens. I hope that the public cloud is removed, because I have never seen anything like this in my life, that a president would take office and people were talking about impeachment before he was elected last fall. People who are so dedicated to ending this man's presidency, to stopping his agenda, that they would chase after false charges, evidence-free crimes or alleged crimes without evidence. It really is. It is stunning. John McCain just kind of appeared like a doddering old guy yesterday. Here's a little exchange from John McCain and Jim Comey.
Tell me the difference between your conclusion.
Really needs to, that partial is just got it. A little more. What is the adhesive they use?
As far as former Secretary Clinton is concerned, and Mr. Trump.
Yeah. What?
The Clinton investigation was a completed investigation.
That investigation was going on. This investigation is going on. You reach separate conclusions.
No, that one was done.
Yeah, Mr. McCain, you're falling asleep there.
That investigation of any involvement of Secretary Clinton or any of her associates is completed.
Welcome to Walmart. Would you like a flyer?
I think that the American people have a whole lot of questions out there, particularly since you just emphasized the role that Russia played. And obviously, she was a candidate for president at the time, so she was clearly involved in this whole...
He kind of whistles like the gopher in Winnie the Pooh.
Situation where fake news, as you just described it, big deal.
Okay. Here's a little more of Senator McCain. Just a little sleepy.
And, you're going to help me out here.
With respect to Secretary...
What, just... Do you need me to wipe your chin because you're slobbering? What?
I'm a little confused, Senator. With respect to Secretary Clinton...
Do you I can dice up your peas for you, if you'd like.
Yeah.
We investigated... criminal investigation in connection with her use of a personal email server.
I understand. I'm not going to help you take a bath, though.
Dan.
And that's the investigation I announced the conclusion of on July 5th.
So, but at the same time you made the announcement, there would be no charges brought against then Secretary Clinton for any activities involved in the Russia involvement in our engagement in our election. I don't quite understand how you could be done with that, but not complete done with the whole investigation of their attempt to affect the outcome of our election.
No, I'm sorry. We're not, at least when I left, when I was fired on May the 9th.
Okay. All right. This is when it got really wild confused.
You reached the conclusion that there was no reason to bring charges against Secretary Clinton. So you reached a conclusion. In the case of Mr. Comey, have an ongoing investigation.
Okay. Well, we had a great Thanksgiving there, Grandpa, and we'll see you again. We'll see you again next year. Okay. Okay. Bye. Maybe it's because he's leaning towards being a Democrat. You see a lot of doddering Democrats on the stand as well. Not on the stand, but asking questions. Okay. Wow. weird day yesterday. The biggest loser. Who's the biggest loser yesterday? I think it was Loretta Lynch. You may disagree. I think it was Loretta Lynch because it became very clear that she was intending to politicize the FBI. And she succeeded. Because he did change the verbiage to a matter from an investigation. He did it, all right? Donald Trump said, I hope you'll drop the matter with Michael Flynn. He didn't do it, okay? So where's the crime here, folks? Where's the crime here? Where's the real arm twisting? Where's the real crookedness that happened here? That's where I see it. You know, if you disagree, you can write me. CarsonOnTheRadio@gmail.com. CarsonOnTheRadio@gmail.com. Paul Ryan commented yesterday again about Donald Trump and how he talks versus career bureaucrats.
Look, as far as the conversations and all of that, I'm not going to speculate on any of this. I would just add that, of course, there needs to be a degree of independence between DOJ, FBI, and a White House, and a line of communications established. The president's new at this. He's new to government. And so he probably wasn't steeped in the long-running protocols that establish the relationships between DOJ, FBI, and White Houses.
Think about that. You look at freshman congressmen. They go through the same thing. All right, they get to the White House and they're the Congress and they look around and they are told by others the lay of the land, and they've got to learn protocol. They've got to learn what they'll do for money or sexual favors. Donald Trump has never been in public office. He went from no school council. There was no city council. There was no PTA. There was no I'm first elected office. Going to be president.
He's just new to this. And so I think it's...
And the press is calling this, or at least a lot of them, he was ignorant and stupid. No, it's not the case.
What I got out of that testimony is we now know why he was so frustrated when the FBI director told him three times there's no investigation of him, yet that speculation was allowed to continue.
And it did. And the only person who could really stop the speculation was James Comey. And he didn't do it. Why is that? We may never know. Joe Scarborough yesterday and Mika Brzezinski on Morning Joe. Their attacks are personal and baseless. And here's what they said of yesterday's testimony by Jim Comey.
But we interrupt this programming because the president has apparently broken his little record.
The President Trump, of course, was silent on Twitter yesterday all throughout the hearing. Didn't hear from him all day. But he's now tweeted just a minute ago. He says, quote, despite so many false statements and lies, total and complete vindication. And wow, Comey is a leaker.
Total and complete vindication. Only from the mind of Donald Trump could anybody see what happened yesterday as total and complete vindication.
There is Jeff.
And there's Mika Brzezinski saying a very small mind. And that's just being a douche. That's just being a douche. They've called this president mentally ill. A lot of the attacks they go to are personal attacks on this president. They're very, very disrespectful to the office. If you would have called Barack Obama, had a little mind, talk radio might be able to get away with some of this stuff, but not when you're on a supposed news program. And they approach this very personally, and they insult the president on a very personal level. And again, I'm not a huge Donald Trump fan, but this I just think it's unprofessional. I just think it's unprofessional. Speaking of unprofessional, Barack Obama is traveling the world and basically criticizing the president without saying the president's name, all right? He doesn't do it explicitly. He just kind of does it with a wink and nod, and maybe he thinks it's cute when he's sitting in a room with his like-minded leftists. He was in, I believe it was in Canada, talking to a crowd about populism, division, and the like.
And it's part of what leads people to turn to populist alternatives.
And that's Donald Trump.
That may not actually deliver, but are tempting.
Actually, it's delivering pretty well right now. You've got a terrific visit to the Middle East. You've got the economy back on its feet again. Each week, we have some tremendous job growth in the country. Consumer confidence is high. American businesses are staying here. 70% of illegal immigration has stopped coming across the southern border. Yeah, I think that populism's kind of working there, buddy.
If we begin to question the very real gains that have been made over the last several decades.
What gains are you talking about?
And we violate our principles because of fear and uncertainty.
What are your principles? What are your leftist-leaning principles?
then we can't expect the progress that is just now taking hold in many places around the world to continue.
Yeah, what about the regression that's taken across the world in places like North Korea and Syria? What about that? I mean, really, our progress? What about our relationship with some of our allies that had deteriorated so greatly? Getting them back on our side, is that not progress?
And instead, we are going to be inviting in those who argue that democracy doesn't work.
You don't like democracy.
That restrictions on the press are necessary, and that intolerance and tribalism and organized...
You went after James Rosen, you...
...organizing ourselves along ethnic lines are the answer to today's challenges.
Okay. Race, sexuality, class. Those were the divisions that this president, for 8 years, espoused. And it has caused a massive amount of division in the country with riots, with campus madness, with silence on Black Lives Matter protests, with saying that, not saying anything about the police and working with African Americans and staying silent, like I said, when there were riots. What about that division? There is more division in this country. I have a friend of mine. He's a lib in Maryland. And he's why all the division? The division didn't happen because Donald Trump became president. The division happened the last 8 years. It's foolhardy and stupid to say it happened in 130 days.
And we see those voices around the world.
Yeah. What?
We're going to have to find a way to push back on propaganda.
You had all the major networks, most major newspapers, pushing propaganda for you, whether it be Obamacare, whether it be whatever.
And cultivate independent journalism. And listen to those with whom we disagree.
Okay. Uh-huh. Get in their faces. Bring a gun to a knife fight. Wow. Okay, let's move on to some other stuff. I think we've covered things pretty well. Let's talk a little bit about Reality Winner. Her name kind of disappeared from the headlines, and she is a young woman, 25 years old, working for a defense contractor, leaked some government documents to a leftist publication. We found some new things about her. She was in court Thursday. She was denied bond in her federal espionage case after the government alleged that she'd stolen other top secret information, apparently, and poses an ongoing risk to national security. Now, she's accused of mailing a classified report, a Russian military intelligence cyber attack in 2016 to a news website. Entered a plea of not guilty, yeah, okay. Charged with willful retention and transmission of national defense information. She folded it up, she put it in her pocket, I guess, and then walked out. Prosecution alleged that Winner is extremely intelligent, may have removed information from a top secret computer on a USB drive while she was on active duty, stated that the thumb drive has not been located. The prosecution says that Winner has a fascination with the Middle East and Islamic terrorism. The government claimed that they found handwritten notes during the search at her home, which appeared to sympathize with Osama bin Laden and other terrorists, and a lot of people on the left do. One note apparently said, "I want to burn the White House down and go live in Kurdistan." Prosecutor said in recorded jailhouse calls, this is really stupid if her, it shows her lack of life experience. Told her mom how to play her side of the story in the media. Said in the phone call she made to her sister that she was confident in how to play the court during the bond hearing. Okay, listen to this. She quote, I'm pretty white and cute. She told her sister, apparently in one of these phone calls, which are monitored. Prosecutor said Winter told her sister she could braid her hair and cry in court. She arrived. And she had her hair braided. She also reportedly asked her mother to transfer $30,000 out of her bank account, and instructed her what to say to the press. Winner's defense attorney, Titus Nichols, told the court the government was scraping and clawing to build a mountain out of a molehill. Okay. She had no history of violence and apparently had been interrogated by at least 10 law enforcement officers at home. Never went. I don't know what this is. She was not a threat. She was no threat to the community and never went AWOL during her 6 years military service. Well, that's big of her. And she was honorably discharged. Apparently, investigators found four laptops, or four cell phones, two laptops, and a tablet in her home. She had referenced, apparently, to go live in a number of countries, including Pakistan, Afghanistan, Nepal, and Mexico, of all places. And in another recorded call, she reportedly said, "Go nuclear with the press, because that's how Manning got out." Apparently, in reference to the recent release of Chelsea Manning. Wow. The judge says whether with regard to, you know, burning down the White House and going to wherever, the judge says, well, whether that's a joke or not, it still concerns me. So she became a linguist. Go ahead. You're saying it, guys. Was she a cunning linguist? No. Okay. Speaking Arabic and Farsi, spent 4 years assigned to the NSA at Fort Meade. And she received a recommendation for aiding, well, this is a commendation for aiding in the deaths of more than 100 enemy combatants and more than 250 enemy captures. So that's, you know, innocent to proven guilty. We'll see. Oh, Chelsea Manning. Speaking of Chelsea Manning. Chelsea Manning spoke to the press for the very first time. I believe she was on Good Morning America. You know, and I'm not going to go there with the fact that she's transgendered. And ha ha, she's transgendered, used to be a, and what, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. You know, whatever. It is freaky at times, you know, but this person now identifies as being a woman. Here's cut number one from Chelsea Manning.
It was images like this that Manning says compelled her to go to WikiLeaks. American soldiers carrying out an aerial attack on what ended up being unarmed civilians, including children. Among the dead, two Reuters journalists.
Oh yeah, look at that, right through the windshield.
You're getting all this information, and it's just death, destruction, mayhem, and eventually you just stop. I stopped seeing just statistics and information, and I started seeing people. Counterinsurgency warfare is not a simple thing. There's no.
That's Chelsea Manning, by the way.
It's not as simple as like good guys versus bad guys. It is a mess.
She leaked over 700,000 documents in total, saying.
Now, here's a problem that I have with this. Did that one person have the time to screen 700,000 documents? No way. You cannot tell me that this person, Chelsea Manning, leaked 700,000 documents, vetted them all, so that national security was not at stake.
She wanted to spark public debate.
So you didn't think any of it was going to threaten national security?
No.
She makes a Variety winner look like a piker.
For those who say you may have been motivated to get the information into the public sphere, but you might have also given it to our enemies.
Right, but I have a responsibility to the public. You know, it's not just about, you know, we all have a responsibility.
Okay. Again, I'll say 700,000 documents. You cannot be sure that some of that did not get into the hands of our enemies. A little more from Chelsea Manning.
Was acquitted of the most serious charge of aiding the enemy, but pled guilty to others and was sentenced to the longest prison term for any American leaker, 35 years. Within days, she made another life-changing decision.
What made you decide to come out as trans after being sentenced?
I had to be who I am.
But the military...
Yeah, the place to do the transition is probably not a military prison. Leavenworth...
Denied her request for hormones. Fighting for her right to transition, so daunting, she says, she tried to commit suicide twice, which led to time in solitary confinement.
And why was it so important to you to fight for hormone treatments while you were behind bars?
It's literally what keeps me alive. It keeps me from feeling like I'm in the wrong body. I used to get these horrible feelings, like I just want to rip my body apart.
The Army ultimately granted her
request. That's not mental illness.
Quest, and then 5 months ago, after 7 years in prison, a gift from a parting president. Clemency.
I feel very comfortable that justice has been served.
You haven't spoken to President Obama. What would you say to him if you could?
Thank you. Give it a chance. That's all I wanted.
You wanted a chance.
That's all I asked for. It was a chance. That's it.
Okay. Well, regardless of what you think about it, that's Chelsea Manning. First interview was Good Morning America, by the way. Good Morning America. We have some other stories we're going to get to here, including a big actress saying that she doesn't think that kids playing with guns is cool, and that's what she wants to relay. Yet she has a new movie coming out that she uses a lot of guns. Sorry for the Facebook alert there. we're going to get to that. We're going to get into the what is a porno sexual? We'll share that in just a couple of seconds. But first, want to mention that if you need an adjustment in your life, a physical adjustment, there's nothing more frustrating than a pinched nerve, low back pain, neck pain, headaches, carpal tunnel neuropathy. All of these things can really be relieved. I speak from experience, and you need to go talk to Dr. Alex Nelson at Fountain of Life Cairo. Fountain of Life Cairo is excellent. They offer $30 veterans and veterans family adjustment fees. That's huge. And they accept most insurance. Insurance companies get it. They know Cairo works. FountainofLifeCairo.com. FountainofLifeCairo.com. Their number, 816-741-4711. 816-741-4711. The emergence of the pornosexual. This is, wow. You know, I am not afraid to say that, I think a lot of guys like, well, come on, let's be obvious. I looked at porn. Come on. Dear Lord. But not to the point where I wanted to stop relations, all right? Pornosexuality has emerged where people prefer online porn to sex with real people. That's just kind of sad. The term describes anyone whose sexual orientation is linked solely to porn. One self-identified pornosexual quoted by the website said, "If I had to choose to have one or the other for the rest of my life, I would choose porn over real sex any day." And you don't have to buy your computer dinner. An Aussie woman has sold her virginity for $250,000. 19-year-old Australian woman sold it for 250 Gs. In her ad, she described herself as having an athletic body. She's 5 feet, 3 inches, 97 pounds. She began her ad by telling potential clients that she had several conditions for the sale of her virginity. Quote, "We have to go to a restaurant so we can go out for dinner and then we can meet. It will happen in a hotel, which you can choose. If I don't want to do this, I can rescind from this deal." She also put a ban on any sort of sex toys. There could be no violence involved. Well, you know, you're selling your virginity to an anonymous person. Good luck with that. The price is $250,000. Send me your questions, an offer. I am open for anything. An 18-year-old German girl did the same thing in May. In March, a Romanian girl sold her virginity for $2.6 million despite a warning from her parents that she'd be disowned. 2014, a 28-year-old medical student said she'd sell hers for $800,000. So I'll just say, first of all, the person who buys this is a sick individual with too much money. Second of all, why would you want to have sex with a woman for the very first time? It is the most uncomfortable experience for her. It's generally painful and a little bit traumatic. I just think this is the ultimate prostitution. I mean, it's almost an insult to prostitution. Really, I mean, so I just there are no words. All right, there are just no words. Honestly. Saudi Arabian football soccer team refused to line up and respect silence held by a moment of silence to remember victims of the London Bridge attack. Apparently, it was Australia playing Saudi Arabia. Two Australians died. The game was about to begin. They asked for a moment of silence. The Saudi players decided to go ahead and just kick the ball around a little bit. And people are really ticked off because it's very disrespectful. And maybe your first response is, well, Saudi Arabia, one of their main exports is terror, you know, has been in the past. So critics say the move was respectful, claimed it showed the Saudis could sympathize with the killers. And then some said the Muslims respect their dead in their own way by praying, giving to charity, those Muslim charities. My gosh, they are so active. And I went to a Muslim 5K this weekend. Yeah. It was a Muslim radiothon, I think. Maybe not. And they speak highly of the person, but rarely by observing a silence. So who knows? I don't know. Kristen Stewart. She's an actress. She was in what is it, the vampire series, whatever. I'm out of touch with that. Gladly. Twilight, right? Is it Twilight? Twilight series. Apparently, she was at the June 7th Brady Bear Awards, which where celebrities applaud other celebrities for their gun control support. And she wants to come up with a program that educates kids, I guess. She wants to shatter the idea that it's cool to play with toy guns and little kids grow up thinking that that's going to protect them and empower them. It is if you're a victim of an armed robbery. Quote, we kind of take that idea and go, actually, this is something else that could happen, and that needs to be considered by people who, like, totally not think about that kind of thing. That's what she said. Kristen Stewart, she's so bright. She's so smart. It's really bad to play with toy guns. It's awful. She's in a movie called American Ultra. This is a story about a government agent who has to fight for his life after being targeted for death. Stewart's character uses Bokuda firearms to help defend herself and the agent. Here's a little bit from the trailer for that movie.
Hey, stop doing stuff to my car.
Don't you think that it's more influential to be in a movie and fire lots of guns? Doesn't that make it cooler than your mom getting you a super soaker?
People. I took a spoon and I shoved it through this guy. I'm just going to start, like, pissing in my pants. I swear to God, Phoebe, I'm just going to start, like, pissing.
Whoa.
Agent Howell has been activated.
We go in and we take him out.
Something very weird is happening to me.
I'm sorry. Bitch, I ain't trying to get normalized.
I think I could probably break this lock.
Please don't.
Go!
Why are people trying to kill you?
Now it really starts sounding like every action movie trailer. Here it comes. The buildup.
Fire now!
I think I'm in anaphylactic shock.
Lots of gunfire, lots of explosions. Oh, man. I love this. And it's from the people who have their own bodyguards, from the people who are surrounded by people who have guns. It's just amazing. By the way, some movies that open this weekend. Oh, my goodness. Tom Cruise's new movie, The Mummy. I mean, of all the movies that he could remake, this is not good for a guy who was... I like Tom Cruise movies. I've always liked his movies. I enjoy the Mission Impossible series. I mean, I can go through dozens of his movies that I like. I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes. And yes, I do follow Rotten Tomatoes. 19 out of 100. It's a turd-sickle. There's a movie called It Comes at Night, which is a horror movie. My son went to see it last night with his buddies. He said it was outstanding. He said it's what 10 Cloverfield Lane should have been. That had John Goodman in it, and I saw that. It was good. It was suspenseful. It was weird. Don't get me wrong. Wonder Woman's still huge at the box office, and I haven't seen it. I'd like to see it. I really want to see it this weekend. 92. So it's kicking butt. It's doing really, really well. All right, before I wrap things up, I want to mention, if you're considering a zero-turning radius mower, if you want a mower that is effortless to drive, that is easy to steer, literally with your pinkies, that can be a commercial mower or a residential mower, go see my buddy Andrew at Grass Monsters KC. Check out the line of Dixie Chopper American-made mowers made in Indiana. Check out the Hustler mowers. Made in Kansas. They'll give you a test drive. Oh, yeah. 5520 Raytown Road. 5520 Raytown Road. All you got to do is just go, hey, I heard Rob Carson talking about it, man. Can we go out there and go on the lot and give this thing a test drive? Oh, it's so badass. It's just so dang cool. All right. The line of politically incorrect swag is up. Okay. If you want t-shirts, you want bumper stickers, you want just about everything, laptop cases, phone cases. Hoodies, tanks with great slogans on them like calm down, she lost, he won, get over it. You can't coexist when some people want to kill you. Proud climate change denier. I've got your safe space right here. Veganism is an eating disorder. My kid is not a snowflake. Sometimes war is the answer. Russia, Russia, Russia. And more. Almost 50 designs. Teespring.com, TEEspring.com or TEEpublic.com. Both of those sites, TEE Spring, TEE Public. and look up Conservatees, T-E-E-S, on the end of that. Order today, and Dad will love it. Dad will absolutely love what you got him for Father's Day. And I'd really love it, too, because I'm working with a buddy of mine named Sam Cangelosi. He's a brilliant designer who worked at Hallmark. He's making the best politically incorrect designs, and they're awesome. So, thanks for listening today. Please share on social media. I usually put the podcast up on all my social media, so if you have any issues finding it, just go to Facebook at Rob Carson Show, or go to Twitter at just Rob Carson, okay? God bless you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back here for number 114 real soon.
Thanks for listening to The Rob Carson Show. Friend him on Facebook at Carson Show, on Twitter at Rob Carson, and on Instagram, I think Facebook and Twitter are enough for now. We'll see you soon.